You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, a St. Louis organization that tries to address multiple barriers for families living in poverty is announcing a new effort. With me, Chris Kraemeyer, President and CEO of Beyond Housing. Chris, thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me on, Megan.
So when people come to your organization and they're in crisis, what's going to be different now?
Well, Megan, what we've learned over our 30-plus years of serving families and serving communities here in the St. Louis region is folks don't have one issue alone that is preventing them from living their best possible lives. So while we provide and have provided and continue to provide an array of services geared at helping, again, people live as independently and successfully as possible, we've just not seen the kind of system-wide success at scale that we want. So what we've said is we have to make sure that we recognize that the issues that confront families are interrelated and interconnected, and our response to them needs to be the same. So what that really means is, as an example, someone may come to us for housing because we own 600-plus units of rental housing. And clearly, we will try to address that housing need. But in that conversation with that family, in that intake, we're going to learn more about what else is going on in their lives and what else can we do to support them, us and all of our cadre of other not-for-profit partners. So it's really trying to recognize and stop, quite frankly, doing the same thing so many of us have been doing for decades, and that's only trying to address one of the issues that families face. And not see the kind of results we all want as a region and they want as individual families.
So give us some ideas of maybe where families are falling between the cracks.
Well, look, what we know, clearly there's a great unmet need for housing. So clearly we address a piece of that. We know that a lot of families struggle with financial instability, meaning that either they don't make enough or their income is not consistent enough and doesn't grow enough to meet their daily needs. We know the health challenges that many in our region face are significant. And again, not being in good health inhibits your ability to be successful in a lot of other fronts in your lives. We know that our education institutions in the region aren't as good as we all want them to be. So how do we, again, support children and families relative to their educational pursuits? Folks need more job skills and more job training to, again, get jobs that pay a living wage and you can support your family on. So all those things are intertwined. And again, it's not just in St. Louis, all across the country. You know, we have not recognized the challenges that families face and respond in a way that we can address all of those issues in a coordinated fashion. So if you solve the housing problem, for example, but you don't address the other issues, yes, it's a good thing, but it is not sufficient to allow that family to be as successful as they want to be. And as a region, we need them to be. Look, we're only gonna go so far if we keep leaving so many people behind here in the St. Louis region.
What sounds like, as you were ticking off all of those things, that's a lot of agencies that might be involved in something like that in the past. So now you are creating a transformative services department. How is that going to bring some of those silos together for these families?
Right. So what we're doing, as opposed to having a housing department, an education department, a health department, we're creating an internal ecosystem where all those specialties live in one space in one place, and we're able to share information using a common database system. We use Salesforce like so many other people in the for-profit and not-for-profit space do. Use that information to again seamlessly support families in a way that doesn't necessitate any complexity of again, how do they get to the other staff or in our organization who can help them with that other need, with that health need, with that education need, with that job need? How are we sharing that information in real time, supporting families in a way that meets their needs and gives them that resource that will be helpful how they need it and when they need it? And historically, that just hasn't happened, right? You know, we've created systems to try to address it in the past. You know, whether it's, you know, here's a list of phone numbers, go call, or again, call some other agencies here in town and get some more information. And that was certainly better than not doing anything. But what we've seen relative to the outcomes for families and outcomes for the St. Louis region, it hasn't been successful enough.
When you look around the country, are there other organizations trying this, or is this going to be, you know, one of the first to try this approach?
So again, this idea of case management, in essence, what we're doing, is by no means new, right? But what is new is doing it across all the multiple platforms that we're doing, right? An organization that provides housing, that right now we have 36 homes under construction to add to our rental portfolio. We've rehabbed over 1,300 homes in our targeted geography up in the Normie Schools Collaborative footprint. That does housing, that does economic development, right? We own a food hall, a movie theater, a health facility. We're trying to get our grocery store reoccupied. We have 15 staff people embedded inside the Normandy schools. We have folks who focus on health, like asthma and diabetes. We work with the mayors of all the small little North County municipalities, helping them, you know, be as effective as possible at delivering services for their constituents and their taxpayers. It's an organization that has a wider span than most everybody. And now we're going to do this comprehensive, intentionally integrated case management. That's the newness, right? A lot of people do housing. A lot of people do education. A lot of people do health. A lot of people do job stuff. Few across the entire country have the span of work that we do intentionally in a targeted geography. And now we're going to bring together this, again, interrelated and interconnected service delivery so we can be most effective at helping families reach their dreams.
You mentioned Normandy. So over the coming months, how are you going to measure how this is working for families in that community?
So again, we measure in a whole lot of different ways relative to what people come to us for. So what we're going to do is what are all our intakes? What did we find? What happened with those intakes? What services have people asked for? How do we get connected? How well did that service go for them? You know, again, doing surveys of families receiving services and really use a data approach to say we serve so many families each and every day. How effective are we? Are we really addressing all their needs? And what is the data telling us on the success that families have had or the challenges that families have had? So again, it's going to be rich in data and also be rich in wonderful anecdotal stories about families doing well. So as we've tried to do in the past, but do it even better now, again, we want to be driven by data, but we don't want to lose the humanity of what we're doing behind, you know, serving families, serving children, and helping them, again, meet the challenges in front of them and, again, have their dreams and aspirations come true.
Chris, thank you so much for your time.
Megan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is Chris Kraemeier, President and CEO of Beyond Housing, joining us this morning on KMOX.